Sam.
Hey, Sam, there's a report out that Peterson told ESPN that he's going to have surgery on his torn meniscus out at least 3 or 4 months, maybe 6, so he can be done for the season. How does that affect the Vikings if Peterson's out long term?
Yeah, obviously it's hard to replace a player like Adrian. I mean, you know, he's the best running back in the NFL. But, you know, it's just kind of the next man up. And, you know, I haven't been here long, but you know, I think we've got a great group of running backs. I think the guys behind him, you know, are eager for the opportunity. I think that, you know, we have two very talented guys right now. And, you know, I've got all the confidence in the world, you know, in the guys that we've got in the locker room right now.
What have you seen from both McKinnon and Asiat in the limited reps you've gotten with them?
You know, I think you can use those guys in a lot of different ways. You know, I think you can pound the ball between the tackles from under center. You know, I think they can both run the ball in some of the sub gun runs. I think they both catch the ball very well. They protect very well. You know, it's nice to have the options that we have with those two guys, and I'd imagine that we're going to try to use them, you know, in as many different ways as we can.
Sam, how much did the threat of Adrian set up some of the bigger plays you guys made in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when Adrian's in the game, everyone's, you know, loading the box trying to stop the run, which gives us a lot of one-on-one matchups on the outside. You know, it also makes our play action pretty effective. You know, when they see him coming downhill, everyone's stepping up to stop the run. So, you know, there are some things that we took advantage of with him in the game. You know, we'll have to see how defenses try to play us from here on out. You know, I haven't been here when he hasn't played, so I don't know exactly what that's been like in the past. But, you know, I'd imagine we'll see some different looks now than when we had him in the game.
Did you notice any changes after he left? Did they make any quick changes in the game?
Not a lot. I mean, I think their game plan had pretty much already been set, you know, with him in the game. And, you know, I don't think there was a noticeable difference in what we saw Sunday after he left the game.
This is pretty part of the course. Just another change and kind of, I mean, how do you kind of go forward after your performance and now you got another setback to deal with?
Yeah, I don't think you can look at it as a setback. You know, obviously, you know, we'd love to have him still playing, but, you know, like I said, I think it's just an opportunity for the next guys to step up. You know, we can't let that affect us. You know, I think if you spend too much time dwelling on that or you let that bring you down, then it's going to affect your play. You know, we just got to prepare like it's a normal week, go out there, you know, execute to the best of our ability and continue to improve as an offense.
Did the victory and your production take the edge off a bit?
Off of what?
Are you still trying to get acclimated to personnel, scheme? I mean, are you nervous out there?
Yeah, I mean, I get nervous before every game. You know, I think it's one of the things that, you know, kind of motivates me is, you know, you like to get that feeling before games to go out there, you know, and have those butterflies. But then usually once the game starts, you know, they kind of go away.
Now that you've been around the team for a bit, what's your impression of Zimmer's defensive scheme and what do you see in practice? Why do you think that unit's been so effective?
Man, you know, there's a lot of talented guys over there on that side of the ball. You know, they play fast. They play physical. You know, they get after the quarterback. You know, schematically, I haven't really gone against them much. You know, it's a lot of scout team work. But, you know, just watching the way that those guys fly to the ball, the effort that they have, the intensity that they play with, you know, I don't think it's a surprise the way they've played so far this year.
Sam, what did you know about Diggs before you got here?
Honestly, not a lot. You know, but I said it after the game, and I think I said it, you know, the first week I was here. He's one of those guys that, you know, when I first got here, you know, that Saturday and we started watching tape, he was one of those guys that just kind of immediately popped on the film. And, you know, he just kind of stands out because he's always making plays. And then those first couple days of practice to get out there and really, you know, have the opportunity to throw with him, you know, I saw why. You know, he's quick, he's fast, he's a great route runner. You know, and obviously through two games, he's made a lot of big plays for us.
Do you think the first game you had restores a lot of the optimism for the team? People wondered what's going to happen with Bridgewater going out. There were some people that thought maybe the Vikings gave up too much for you, but is a lot of optimism restored in your estimation?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask everyone outside this building. You know, like I've said, I don't really pay attention to what's going on outside, you know, good, bad, and different, doesn't really affect me or doesn't affect any of the guys on this team. So, you know, I don't really have an answer for that.
How about your confidence, though? How much more confidence might you have now this week than maybe as opposed to a week ago?
You know, I think just being here for 2 weeks, you know, having, you know, 2 weeks on the field in practice, you know, I just feel more comfortable here, you know, more comfortable in the walkthroughs, more comfortable in practice, more comfortable with our schemes. You know, obviously going out the other night, you know, and playing the way we did and executing, you know, I think that does give me and this group some more confidence. But, you know, I just think having the time, you know, those practices for the past couple weeks, you know, I just feel more comfortable now.
Sam, do you watch the Eagles Monday, and what do you think? If so, what do you think of the Wentz kid?
Man, I thought Carson, you know, he played great. You know, I didn't see all the game, but I saw some of it. But, you know, from what I saw, you know, he looked really good. Thought he hung in there, made some tough throws, you know, took some hits and delivered some strikes. You know, but that doesn't really surprise me. You know, I saw that from him in training camp. You know, I expected him to come in and play well, and I think he's done that.
Was crowd noise a problem for you guys in the huddle on the line?
There were a few times where, yeah, it was a little bit loud in there, which, you know, I'm never going to complain about because it's great to have that energy. You know, but there were a few times on offense where, you know, we were battling, you know, some of the excitement in that building on Sunday.
Sam, are you a quarterback that likes to be blitzed because of the opportunities it could give you, or would you rather, you know, just be able to sit back and read things and have a little bit more time?
I don't think it really matters. I mean, you know, it depends on how you pick it. I mean, there's so many variables in that question that it's hard to really say whether, you know, you want to be blitzed or you just want to see coverage. I mean, you've got answers for both things. So, you know, it's hard to really give an answer on that.
How did you feel about the time that you had Sunday night?
I thought it was good. You know, obviously we were able to hit some big plays downfield, you know, which is nice. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously going forward, there's some things we can do to, you know, change protections. You know, I can be better at making calls, but for the most part, I thought it was really good.
How much did you have your hands in the protection, you know, altering protections?
Yeah, a fair amount, you know, as much as I needed to.
Sam, I'll ask you about your deep background a little bit. How, winning the Heisman Trophy, I mean, you weren't maybe the highest recruited guy in the world, but coming out there, winning the Heisman Trophy in your home area, how big of a thrill is that in your athletic career?
That's taking me back right there. Yeah, that was obviously, you know, one of the highlights of, you know, my college career. You know, I grew up an Oklahoma fan, you know, grew up going to games, obviously, you know, watching guys like Josh Heupel, Jason White play the position. You know, Jason White won the Heisman, you know, when I was a young kid. And so, you know, to be able to watch that, you know, and then to follow him and win it, you know, it was really kind of a dream come true.
Sam, do you have any, you know, experience in your career with the backup back stepping in and getting the job done? It seems like that's a position league-wide can be pretty deep.
Yeah. You know, I think if you've been around this league long enough, you've probably played, you know, with a backup at about every position because injuries happen. You know, I'd have to go back and look at, you know, a specific game to really give you an answer. But, you know, like I said, I think, you know, those two guys played quite a bit for us on Sunday. They've played a lot in their career. You know, I've got all the confidence in the world in them. I think they're both very good players. They're very talented. You know, so I'm not worried about that.
Why do you think it is that seems to be a position where, you know, guys can come out of nowhere and, you know, like the Packers a few years ago, picked a sixth running back off the Giants and he came in and did well?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I wish I could give you more on that, but it just seems, you know, kind of like you said, it's one of those positions where, you know, every now and then guys, you know, just show up, you know, and have great years.
What have you seen from Carolina's defense so far?
Man, it's a really good group. You know, obviously, I think a big key for us this week is protecting the football. You know, you look at what they were able to do last year. I think they led the league in forcing turnovers. I think they forced six through 2 weeks this year. So, you know, that's something that they pride themselves on. And we've got to do a great job of making sure, you know, both in the run and the pass game that we're taking care of the football this week.
A couple more for Sam.
No more. All right.